Extra Extra is not live. Rihanna has a new job. Kelly Clarkson has a new show. And Jessica Simpson has a new baby. All this and more with your host, Julian Gonzalez. And guess what, bitches? I'm back for an encore performance. I'm taking over the show. You don't have to listen to Julian anymore because I am here. Jesse Esparza! Hello and welcome back to Extra Extra. I am your host, Jesse Esparza. Remember that? Remember that? Remember those fun times? Julian, how's it been without me? Be honest.
Hello and welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast with me, your host, Julian Gonzalez. You can follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jules. And while you're at it, follow the podcast at 2 Extra Podcast. That's the number 2 Extra Podcast.
Do you think you turn people off by promoting your own Instagram in the first 5 minutes of the podcast? Do you think people are like, oh, I don't want to listen to this. I just want to listen to celebrity news.
You know, I wasn't done introducing the podcast.
Okay, that's fine. So how...
You guys, I want to give a shout out to one of my Instagram followers. Now, I do not know if they are a listener to the podcast or just a fan of the podcast on social media because, you know, my Instagram is lit, okay? But he really is liking all my posts, tagging people. Oh, wait. I actually, you know what? I just remembered I promoted this one last week. God. So let me promote another one who also actually record scratch. Okay.
That's all right. I remember this.
I'm going to promote this because someone who likes every post and also comments. And you know, it's all about the comments. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a person you might remember, Jesse, will comment on a post. Like any of them. But who am I talking about?
I feel like
week?
A like is better than a comment.
Well, let me tell you who likes and comments. Instagram handle at j.willoughby_. Okay. Shout out to you. Now, I'm pretty sure he probably does not listen to the podcast because what man does? Let's be honest.
I know, right?
What
I'm
man listens
you.
To the podcast?
If you do like the podcast, please rate it on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. whatever it
and
may be.
And Spotify. Hello, we are on Spotify.
So, Julian, have you missed me? What is going on? How have you liked the podcast since
Damn,
I've
you are
departed?
Steamrolling.
Hello.
Let me introduce you.
I'm back. I'm back. You're ready to go.
Some listeners might not even know who you are.
I would love them to continue not knowing who I am then.
Okay, some might.
Okay.
But some might not.
All right.
It's been almost a year.
I know.
And I'm still going strong. So, you guys.
That'd be like saying, oh, who is Kathy Lee Gifford? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Because Hoda's on with a new host.
Yeah.
It'd be like saying, who's Kathy Lee? Everyone knows who Kathy Lee is. And I'm just as much of an alcoholic as her.
Okay. Well, you guys, Jesse Esparza is back.
Can I get some credentials?
Okay. You guys, from Tonya Harding the Musical, which if you're not in LA, you might not have heard of it. Cartel OL. Again, if you're not from LA, you might not have heard of it. Used to Be My Night.
Again, if you're not in LA,
you might not have heard of it.
I put at
Jesse_is_awesome on Instagram. Follow for thirst traps.
I have maybe one or two.
And Jesse, let's be honest. You know, it was hard when you first left. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like we did for 2 years mm-hmm. have a good rapport, a mm-hmm. good banter. Mm-hmm. We fed off each other. Mm-hmm. We had ongoing bits.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I missed the most. Mm-hmm. Have I survived without you?
Obviously. Yes. I mean, barely, but hanging by a string.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Is your seat always open? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Good. I'm so, you know what? I truly am glad to be back. I'm mm-hmm. so happy. I was researching stories. I know I didn't have to, mm-hmm. but I was researching stories like in the old days and it just brought me back. You
okay.
know? So well, like reading. I haven't read since. So I'm very glad to be back.
Well, Jesse, you know the format. We're getting into top five. Now, these are the top five stories of the week, according to me, because my opinion is the only one that matters. Okay, attention, America. If you have basic cable, I'm going to need you to start tuning into Saturday Night Live because our best friend, Ego Wodum, joined Saturday Night Live for the 44th season. And, you know, they're reporting about her in now all my favorite publications. I'm like, this girl
That's the thing. I love Ego. She was on this podcast, like one of the first people that we had on.
She was on episode 7.
Yeah, she's like, she talked about Jay-Z. It was great. We love her. I can't get into it because I'm going to get a little bit emotional. But mm-hmm. she's so great, and she's such a wonderful friend and so talented. Mm-hmm. Where was I going with this? Oh, she's the only new cast member.
Only new cast member.
The spotlight, I'm telling you, the spotlight is going to be on her, and she will never let down from that. You know, mm-hmm. like, she'll never falter. She's only going to take that and let it, like, make her rise.
Yeah.
And she is going to be a household name very soon.
You know
soon.
How there's some like, SNL cast members who, like, they get on SNL and then their star just goes straight up, mm-hmm. like Kristen Wiig,
Tina Fey,
Kate McKinnon.
Even Kate McKinnon took a long time though. I feel like the spotlight is gonna be on Ego, and
Ego's gonna be that girl. Because let me tell you, there's some that they get on SNL and then they don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. They're my next door neighbor. Uh-huh. I know them. So
I see them working at the deli. Yeah.
No shade to the deli. Everyone I like cold cuts. Hey, sometimes mm-hmm. you need a very thin turkey breast. Mm-hmm. But
sometimes I do need a scoop of tuna.
Yeah, exactly.
On a tomato.
Do they have that at the deli?
Yeah.
Tuna? I feel like I shouldn't go together. Are you talking about Subway? Is that your deli?
I'm talking about like a Jewish deli.
Oh, okay. I'm not Jewish, so I wouldn't know. But the fact of the matter is, Ego is going to, like, blow up, and I'm uh-huh. so ready for it. And there's been literally no one who's deserved it more, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know who's not a fan of SNL? It's not a Ford, it's Chevy Chase, thinks SNL sucks. Quote, first of all, between you and me and a lamppost, geez, I don't want to put down Lauren or the cast, but I'll just say maybe off the record. Well, baby, you're on the record. This is recorded. I'm amazed that Lauren has gone so low. I had to watch a little of it, and I just couldn't fucking believe it. And what the writers, and then when the writers told Chevy that millions of people still watch the show, the old man responded, that means a whole generation of shitheads laugh at the worst fucking humor in the world. You know what I mean? How could you dare give the generation, that generation, worse shit than they've already had to in their lives? It just drives me nuts. I have to say that after the first 2 years, it went downhill. Why am I saying that? Because I was in it, I guess. That's a horrible thing to say, but certainly I never had more fun. I really loved it and enjoyed it. I didn't see the same fun that's happening to the cast next year. Will Ferrell's not funny. Kristen Wiig was good because she was pretty. Whoa. And Eddie Murphy did a good Stevie Wonder because they had the same skin color.
Oh my! Whoa! Really? He said that? That is problematic. That's why that's terrible. That's a horrible thing to say. He's dragging everyone. And Kristen Wiig isn't even that pretty. Like, what the fuck? That doesn't make any sense.
He is so
mad. That's a racist thing to say. Damn.
Well, he's really mad.
But he was on there for the first couple of seasons.
Two.
Well, that's why he's probably mad. There's people. He's one of those ones that only lasted 2 seasons.
Ego, I need you to do a Chevy Chase impersonation on your first episode.
That would be so funny.
He would kill himself.
I think he would fall in love, and he'd be like, oh, now it's back to being good, mm-hmm. I think. Chevy Chase sounds like me when I took a break from Mod. I was like, it's never going to be fun again. It's not. No one's going to laugh.
And they survived.
And, you know, barely.
And then they got canceled.
Exactly. He wants it to be canceled, but you know what? I made it happen. So I feel very I feel very, like, vindicated. Mm-hmm. Is that a word?
Yes.
That's fucked up what he said about it.
That's also, an avenged. No, what's that one band? Dashboard Confessional mm-hmm. song.
Vindicated from the Spider-Man soundtrack. Yeah. I love that. I should do that at karaoke next time. Yeah. Vindicate. Yeah. Oh, that was so good. I watched Spider-Man 3 the other day.
Why?
It was on Netflix. I was a little hungover.
Just to watch the girl from Black Mirror fall?
Yeah. What, I forgot that she was in that. Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, Bryce Dallas Howard.
She wasn't good. She does not look good as a blonde. Mm-mm. But I remember, just a quick story, and I put this on my Instagram story. I remember seeing it in theaters mm-hmm. when it premiered. Like, my friends were, like, big Spider-Man fans, so I guess we all went. Full theater, full of people. And when Peter Parker hit Mary Jane, the entire audience, like, blew up and started cheering, because I guess they were on Peter Parker's side. They didn't want her to win or whatever. And I stood up and I was like, you can't be cheering at that. You can't be cheering at that. And that's when I knew that I was a hero. That's when I knew that I had to defend women when they couldn't.
I'm so glad Jesse's back on, because he makes every story about him.
Of course, hello. But what? Oh yeah, congratulations, Ego. Yeah. I discovered you.
You can't be taking credit for black women. Kelly Clarkson. Say that
joke. No, not yet. I'll say it in the thing.
Kelly Clarkson is getting her own talk show before me, and I'm shook, okay? America, I've been asking for my own talk show. That was the point of this podcast, and y'all still have not given me a talk show. If you're listening to this podcast, I need you to hit up MTV, VH1, NBC, Fox, ABC,
even like TLC, a local broadcaster, TBS. Like even someone with a camera who can just film Julian on Facebook Live.
Yeah, Facebook Live, where's my show? I've seen the after show. What about the Julian Gonzalez show? Y'all gave Ricky Lake a show. What about me?
Julian just needs an extra phone.
Honestly, I just need and someone to hold it.
Yeah. Yeah, make it happen. I'm sure you can make it happen. I'm truly, honestly sure you can make it happen. You just need someone with more than like 2 gigs of storage.
Yeah. Okay, well, the Kelly Clarkson show, very original, will air in the will air in the fall of 2019 on NBC right before the Ellen show. Ellen's gonna get canceled.
She's taken a job away from Steve Harvey because Steve Harvey's show is no longer leading into Ellen's show.
And that's fine because he has The Price is Right or whatever he's on.
Family Feud.
Family Feud. Kelly said on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, I didn't think I'd ever do it. Well, I love talking. It's my favorite pastime. It's hard for me not to shut up, though. Like, you know, you have to listen to people that come on the show, and I just keep talking. That's the only thing that I got to work on is listening. In a statement by Paul Telegadi, the president of Alternative and Reality Group, NBC Entertainment, he said the incomparable.
Oh.
It's the limes.
I bring out the limes in Julian. Say it again. Incomparable.
The incomparable. Takes everything she touches to another level, and we couldn't be happier to bring her talent, humor, generosity, and compassion to daytime next year. With Kelly's cross-generational appeal and extraordinary ability to understand and connect with viewers, the Kelly Clarkson Show will be something for everyone.
This is stupid. I think this is so random. Who does she have blackmail on? I would have never. If you would have said a woman is getting her own talk show leading into Ellen, she is probably the last person that I would ever think would get a talk show.
I've never even heard her talk before.
No, you just hear her sing. I don't know her personality. No one does. So, like, I don't understand how she got this. Mm-hmm. How did she get this? Who wants her to be a talk show host?
Well, as we know, remember, she is married to, like, the grandson or the cousin of, like, Dolly Parton or something.
Dolly Parton should get a talk show.
She should.
That's not even a joke.
I know.
Like, Kathy Griffin should get her own talk show. You know? Like, there are so many people who deserve a talk show before Kelly Clarkson. Tiffany Haddish. Cardi B, yes, Cardi B would be a great talk show host.
On what channel?
BET. Like, literally anyone would be better at this. I mean, maybe she'll be a good talk show host.
She might be a good talk show host.
I don't feel like she would be. I don't think she has.
I could see her on The Chew, but not on the
couch. Oh, because she loves eating, Julian. That is a horrible thing to say. He was waiting for me to say something. You could see her on The Chew as a food tester. That is horrible. All she does is eat and sing. Did it? Did it really? Yeah. My girl Carla, I loved Carla Hall. She was so good. She should have gotten
Maybe
her
she'll
own
go to the Rachel Ray show.
Maybe. Who is coming for Kelly Clarkson as a talk show host?
Middle America. I don't know. Because as we know, like, I'm pretty sure that she's a Trump supporter.
Really?
Probably.
Probably not.
No, I'm thinking about Carrie Underwood. Sorry.
That just baffles me, but you know what? We support women sometimes on this show, so good luck, Kelly.
Will I watch it? No, I'm busy watching Wendy sometimes. Like, I don't have time for the Kelly Clarkson show.
Hopefully, I don't know. Maybe I'll get the chance to write on it.
Oh. Yeah. You should have your manager email them.
Mm-hmm. I should. Well, my manager dropped me back in February.
Oh, yeah. But your agent?
Again, making it about me.
You guys, Joaquin Phoenix is the new Joker, and he looks like a clown. Like, do we
Joaquin Phoenix? Julian! You can't cut this out. You have to keep this in. You have to keep this in.
What did I say?
Joaquin Phoenix? Joaquin Phoenix? Can we replay that back? That you have to know how to say that name. Those are two common names. I was like, that sounded like a video game character, what you just said. You can't cut this.
Anyways, do we really need another Joker?
You are a joker. Oh, is that the story?
I needed a fifth story and I couldn't find one.
I mean, I'm sick of all these remakes, to be honest.
I know. It's like, how many Supermans do we need? How many Jokers do we need? How many Batmans? I mean, I was here for when they show Batman's dick in the new comic book, and then they are now taking it out.
I want a Poison Ivy movie.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want a Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman movie. Yeah. I feel like Michelle Pfeiffer deserved her own movie, mm-hmm. and that's the only movie that I would wait to see.
Yeah.
Because now they've done so many Batmans, and it's just been done. Yeah. No one cares.
I'm not even here to see Venom. I don't give a fuck. The motherfucker looks crazy with that long-ass tongue in the commercial. Get away from me with that tongue.
I would see Venom.
I don't know. Well, Jessica Simpson is with child. Jessica and her hot husband, Eric Johnson, are expecting their third child to the Jessica Simpson collection dynasty.
That's who I would like to see host a talk show. Now, she at least has personality.
Oh, my God. Jessica Simpson needs the talk show.
Yeah, her dumbass. She was known for being dumb.
Let me tell you, like, she would have a cooking segment, because we know she's from the South, so she knows how to cook.
And it would be like, is this chicken or is this fish?
Yeah, then she would have a mommy segment where she's like teaching you like mommy things.
Yeah, you know who else?
A fashion segment.
Jessica Alba as well. I would see that.
Jessica Alba has no personality.
Oh.
Jessica Biel.
Also, doesn't have a personality.
But she has a restaurant.
She has a restaurant. I would see that.
I would see that.
Jessica Simpson needs to bring all like the 2000 like celebrities on her show. That's what I would watch.
Yeah, I need.
Jessica Simpson doesn't have a talk show. But if she did,
we're pitching it. Okay, CMT.
Bring on Jessica Simpson. And she would have like all like the 2000 babies.
Yeah.
Ryan Cabrera.
Uh huh.
Avril Lavigne.
Ashley Simpson.
Her sister, Ashley Simpson.
Simple Plan.
Simple. Linkin Park.
Oh, well, he died.
Lala.
Oh, Lala.
Mm-hmm. I would watch that. Oh, honestly, I would watch.
She brings back Damien Fahey, who's at the iOS.
Oh, yeah. And it's now condemned.
So now what is he
homeless
doing?
People are living in there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
It's like the Acapulco.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Sorry, Jessica Simpson, is having a child?
Yeah, she's having a baby.
That's good.
Congratulations.
Jessica Simpson is one of the richest women in America.
Honestly, she was like the first billionaire.
Those shoes. Is she a billionaire?
Well, she's only like $150 million.
Kylie Jenner is a billionaire.
A billionaire, almost.
But... I'm here for Jessica Simpson. I do like her. I think she is a very talented person. Mm-hmm. And
I think she's just so funny and down to earth.
She's a smart business person, because she just took all of her, you know, bad singing skills.
And put
them into shoes. That's what you do. That's what you do when you don't really have that much talent, mm-hmm. and don't have that much like staying power.
Rita Ora, we're talking to you.
She was in a movie recently, right?
I know, but she has like no talent.
I know.
She's a pretty girl. She's worth like $11 million.
Well,
I don't know how.
I don't think so.
That
someone probably got her mistaken with like Karrueche Tran or something.
Karrueche has no money.
she's on a cable show.
But you know they're not giving her money. They're giving her food stamps.
Oh, that is horrible. That's a horrible thing to say. You think Claus pays their actors in food stamps?
Karrueche. She's bottom of the list.
Yeah, you know she would accept food stamps.
No, who was I? There was one big actress who said that they wanted to work. Oh, no, she's not a big actress, but Ashley Benson, who was in Spring Breakers, said she did the movie for free just because she wanted to be in it.
Yeah, because she was like fucking the director. She was like the director's husband or wife or something.
No, that's someone else. Ashley Benson was a girl from Pretty Little Liars, the blonde one.
I don't care.
Finally, Rihanna, singer, designer, makeup mogul, actress, humanitarian, and now a government position is in her native country, Barbados, is going to be on her resume.
Wow.
Rihanna is now the ambassador of extraordinary and, oh my God, it's a big word, plenipotentiary.
I don't even know what that could be.
Plenipotentiary.
This is like one of those games where you put a box into a circle and it can't fit. It's like a maze.
With specific responsibilities for promoting education, tourism, and investment for the island, Rihanna has been one of Barbados' culture ambassadors since 2008. So this really is a promotion. Quote, I couldn't be more proud to take on such a prestigious title in my home country, Rihanna said in the government's announcement of her role. Every Barbadian is going to have to play the role in this current effort, and I'm ready and excited to take on the responsibility. I look forward to working with Prime Minister Motley and her team to reimagine Barbados. Now, Rihanna is doing everything imaginable just to not release new music.
Oh, Julian! She's taking a break. big. That's great.
We need a new album, though.
No,
because Anti was so good, but we need.
I know, but she just came out with one, right? Love on the Brain.
That was almost 3 years ago.
That's fine. I feel like she's doing. That's someone who I look to as
Rihanna
like.
Rihanna used to give us one album a year.
She has staying power. She released like 3 albums in 2 years.
That's
you know?
She used to give us one
no,
a year.
No, she doesn't need to do that anymore. She doesn't need to do that anymore. Okay. I feel like she can take a break. She has staying power. She's going to be around
Rihanna's
forever.
Rihanna's going to be like a
Cher. Rihanna's going to be around forever. Mm-hmm. And she's earned it. And I think she's so good. And she's not that talented.
Oh.
She's not. But she has a brand. Mm-hmm. You know, she fills in a box. You know, and I feel like she is like an icon now. I will say it.
Yeah.
I'll say it. She's been around longer than Lady Gaga. I think she's more of an icon than her.
Well, I'm not fighting you.
Okay, good. I feel like, and she has done like the Jessica Simpson stuff where she now has a makeup line and she has like all these other things. And now she's a humanitarian. I feel like she's the Barbadian Oprah. And I think she's here for a while.
Yeah.
And I can wait for a couple more years for another album.
True, I can too.
Don't rush it. Don't rush it.
I'm still doing Love on the Brain at karaoke.
Exactly. Well, not you are, I am. I am. You. But give it, she can take her time.
Take your time, Rihanna.
And I hear she's redoing The Bodyguard, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I hope not.
She was in Ocean's 8. She's trying to expand.
Yeah.
She's not just a singer. Well, she wasn't really a singer before, mm-hmm. but she's not like, she's not, she doesn't have to put out an album every year is what I'm saying.
Great. Rita Ora, take notes.
Rita Ora can just go away.
Okay.
Because no one's waiting for music from her.
I know, but
she could release
I think she needs to do other things too. She needs to follow Rihanna's footsteps. Because remember, Rita came out thinking she was going to be the next Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she might have been Becky with the good hair.
I know. That's what she was known for. I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
But I am a fan of Rihanna.
I love Rihanna.
I'm here for her. I will grow old with her, and I can't wait. She's an icon.
Honestly, I don't want children, but if I had a child, I would name her Rihanna. I don't care about the gender.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would name it Robin Rihanna. This isn't a segment. This is just, honestly, a disappointment. The Super Bowl is headed to Atlanta this year, and Maroon 5 is going to headline the halftime show.
Oh, my God. Now, as honestly, someone, as a native Atlantan, because
we were just at Atlanta.
We were just
at
Atlanta. Let me just say, we have to apologize, Atlanta. I don't know what is going on. That
Atlanta,
is so terrible.
I don't know
what terrible.
Is in the water that they are feeding the Super Bowl.
Is Maroon 5 still a band?
I don't remember a song by Maroon 5 except for the one with Kelly Preston in it.
Which one was that?
I know, She Will Be Loved.
That is a bop. That is like
that's the last song I
that's
remember
a legendary
by
song,
five.
And I do like that. That's this the last song. Love has taken its toll on me, she said.
That's
isn't that it?
Song.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
They probably will. I know, I love it. They probably will bring on Cardi B.
I don't need it. Honestly, Cardi does not have Super Bowl power.
Yeah, she does. Sorry. I think she does.
I don't think so. She cannot command a stadium. Sorry.
I think she can. I think she can. I mean,
here's the thing. It needed to be Rihanna.
Maroon 5 is going to be J-Lo. Maroon 5 is going to be so boring that people are going to go wild when Cardi B comes out.
Yeah.
So the bar is set very low for Cardi B.
Honestly, I don't need Cardi. You need to take back your contract at Super Bowl and give the show to J-Lo. That's the only person that needs a show. Jennifer Lopez.
I would watch a Super Bowl halftime show of J-Lo acting out her most like notorious roles. I wouldn't necessarily need her singing. but I think Rihanna is due for a Super
Rihanna?
Bowl.
Over.
But let me tell you, Rihanna's not that good of a performer.
No, but like Maroon 5, that doesn't have any
but
bops.
Katy Perry also is not a good performer, and she did it.
Yeah.
So I feel like Rihanna could dig deep down within and do it.
The fact that they're giving it to, first of all, Maroon 5 over Ariana Grande?
Britney Spears. I feel like Britney Spears could do a good halftime show.
Yeah.
They should just give it to the Killers.
To be honest.
They should give it to the Killers. They should give it to the Killers. I would start that hashtag.
Yeah, I would. It should be a duo headline, The Killers and Panic at the Disco. Now let me tell
with
you,
with My Chemical Romance coming in as the opener,
and also Fall Out Boy.
Oh, they're all old, white, probably bald men by now, with like gray beards.
Honestly, if they just did a mashup of emo
bands, I'm not kidding though. I would watch The Killers on Super Bowl.
Me too.
They have so many good songs.
Yeah.
Maroon 5 couldn't compete. I don't think it's only like people like Adam Lambert for whatever reason.
Levine.
Oh, no one likes Adam Lambert. Faggot. Cut that out.
Okay, let's get into Two Extra Theater. Oh. You're going to be Tamara, and I'm going to be Jeannie.
Oh, great. Tamara.
No, okay. Gabe, Bert, and Ernie, Interior the Talk.
Is this a sketch that you wrote?
No, it's...
Are you writing sketches for this podcast now?
It's the season 5 premiere of The Talk, and the panel is discussing the recent news that a former Sesame Street writer claimed beloved characters Bert and Ernie are gay, debating whether the puppet's sexuality matters to the children watching.
I know that when I was watching Sesame Street as a kid, it was one of my favorite shows. I wasn't really thinking about the genitalia of and what they were doing sexually as a kid. They're puppets! But as a parent, I'm like, what are you teaching my child? Are you teaching my children how to love one another? Are you teaching my children how to be friendly and create amazing friendships? That's what really matters. I don't care if they're brown, yellow, orange, whatever. What is the message?
I hear what you're saying, but I disagree because they do care and your kids are learning.
At 5 years old and at 3 years old, my daughter isn't thinking.
Let me finish really quick. All I'm saying is I was that girl. I learned how to speak English.
I'm speaking from my kids and my experience, so you can speak from yours.
I'm just saying, Tam, for me, I had to learn from them too. I learned watching Sesame Street how to speak English, and Bert and Ernie were my best friends. I believed in them and I learned from them how to have healthy and happy relationships.
But did you care what they were gay, if they were gay or not?
I learned how that relationship works. So when Sesame Street says they're not gay, it says to me that being gay is not okay. That's the problem. That's the problem with this situation. So here's the thing. We are talking about representation all the time. There are kids out there that have two moms and two dads, and they need to see that love take shapes in all forms. That is important. So when Bert and Ernie are together, they have potential to break down barriers that still exist today. Since I was a kid watching. So to me, when you say puppets aren't people, you're talking about my best friend.
This bitch is crazy. This bitch is crazy. Hey, bro.
Little girl Jeannie says that no, they were best friends, and what I learned from them is real, and I need to believe in that today. That's the little kid. That's what little kids should learn. That is important. That it's not about being gay per se. It's about accepting who they are, not denying it.
I agree with you, actually. I'm not saying that negatively.
Same.
Tamara was like, I need you to shut the fuck up, so I'm just going to agree with you. I don't know what you're saying, but well,
this,
I'm just going to move
this
on.
This kept going, but honestly, I couldn't keep writing. Jeannie might have lost her mind.
My best friends were puppets from a TV show that I watched?
That's what Tamara's trying to say is like, these aren't people. It would be one thing if it was people, and but these aren't puppets. They shouldn't have... like a sexuality or sexual preference.
Tamara was over it by this point. She was like, can I go home?
No, literally. She was giving me so much side eye.
Who the fuck? I can't. I'm over it. That's too extra. Is it my turn?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about your segment.
Okay. Guys, this is a nice hashtag flashback Friday because I'm bringing my segment back called J-Listed. All right. I read off of a very popular website, and we talk about stories that happen with the week through the lens of me. Okay. Write down in the comments if you like this segment or not, because if so, it'll never come back. It's fine. This is the big story of the week. Beyonce is a witch. Now, when I first saw this story, I immediately sent to Julian because I know that we have a lot of theories about Beyonce, mm-hmm. how she killed Joan Rivers, mm-hmm. and this story might back that up. This story might back that up. Apparently, Beyonce's former drummer, Kimberly Thompson, is suing Beyonce. She claims that for some reason, Beyonce has started a campaign of harassment against her that includes, quote, extreme witchcraft, dark magic, and magic spells of sexual molestation. She also claims Beyonce killed her kitten. So this is wild. But you know what? I believe it,
but I do also think that this woman might have been on some pill cosmetics. I don't know what she's speaking about.
I know, but she's saying that Beyonce extreme witchcraft and magical spells of sexual molestation.
Did she go into it?
No, it's just like, I guess we'll find out if it does go to court.
And here's the thing, she's asking for a restraining order, like Beyonce's really trying to follow her, or like mm-hmm. Beyonce is too busy with gravity trying to pull her down and her not fall. So
that,
like,
I mean, listen.
And that is another proof that Beyonce is a witch, because gravity keeps trying to make her trip and she never falls.
Mm-hmm.
She never falls.
There was that. Yeah. When. Yeah. She was supposed to fall during the Super Bowl performance.
And like 2 weeks ago, she was supposed to fall and she didn't fall.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. Unless like she's just really good, like high end hand eye coordination.
Well, she is a very good dancer. So.
Okay.
But you know what they need to do? They're rebooting Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Uh-huh. I think they should cancel it and recast Beyonce.
Yeah, honestly,
Beyonce the Teenage Witch. Yeah. I would watch that.
I watch it and cast Solange as Beyonce.
You know what? I think I would believe that she's a witch. I think this is very funny.
Well, hold on, because I have one of my listeners, Instagram at A Espinoza with three A's and then an underscore. Now she sent me this story too. And mm-hmm. I said, I want your opinion on it, girl. Cause mm-hmm. you know, she always be listening. She said, reasons Beyonce is a witch. One, we got proof from her inner circle. Two, she's
the drummer. That's what they're called. Yeah. Okay,
She's got control of the Beehive's mind, like from the Rick and Morty episode. I hope you know what I'm talking about. LOL.
No,
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't watch Rick and
Three,
Morty.
Three, she's Creole. She's a bruja.
Is she Creole? Oh yeah, because Louisiana. Mm-hmm.
Four. Oh god. Sacrifices Aaliyah conspiracy.
Oh no! Because just as Beyonce was rising, that's when Aaliyah was taking off. That's,
just as Beyonce was rising, Aaliyah's plane went down.
Down. You know what?
Five. Old pictures of Jay-Z from like the 1900s, which further proves she could be Solange's mom or even her own mom's mom.
Okay. All right. Okay, Espinoza. All right. Okay. Well, you know, you had me at the first couple of theories.
Now, Miss Tina looks young, not that young.
But remember when Beyonce was fake pregnant? This might have something to do with that.
Now, Ryan Murphy, we need to cancel American Horror Story, whatever currently is on. I'm not watching it. And we need to do American Horror Story. Beyonce is a witch.
Oh, my God. I see it. I would love if Beyonce like really like took this and ran with it. Mm-hmm. You know how Taylor took the snake thing and ran with it? I would love if Beyonce started dressing as a witch.
Yeah, I need this next album to be.
Well, she was dressed kind of like a witch in the Formation video in all black. Remember that?
With the big-ass hat.
She could put a spell on me. I don't care.
Honestly, Beyonce, the next album needs to be a Reputation.
a Taylor Swift cover?
And here's a side note.
But here's the thing.
But here's a side note. Sarah Koenig, I know you just released season 3 of Serial. Scrape it. Pull it off iTunes. We don't need it.
No one's going to listen to it.
Exactly. We need to get the bottom of Beyonce is a witch or not.
Do you remember when Taylor Swift had her thing with Kanye West of the VMAs, right? Who was there at the very end to bring Taylor Swift back? Beyonce.
You know she with the little coin on the string, which is hypnotizing her. Like, girl, do not call the police because we know the police will shoot Kanye.
So now Taylor is like indebted to Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
I need a joint album and tour.
No, you don't. We don't want that. We really don't. No. All right, fan favorite. Now, this is my favorite story of the week. Misha Barton is getting sued by U-Haul. Now, there are many things about this that I like. One, we talked about Misha Barton a long time ago when there was a shooting or something and she hashtagged it.
Yeah, hashtag, Michael Brown or something. And she hashtag something. She's on a boat. Hashtag execution.
To document her support of the Michael Brown case, she was on a yacht and hashtagged execution. That was her. I mean, it's not funny, like the situation, but it is funny that was her way of supporting a shooting, like an unlawful shooting, is hashtagging execution.
Now I have a question. Is this connected to the time when she hit the U-Haul into her house?
Yes. Okay. This is connected to
this
that.
This is like 2 years
my
ago.
My other favorite thing is that she did not hire movers. She had to do it herself.
And my other favorite thing is when I remember when she was screaming like almost possessed at her mom.
Now here's what happened. Misha crashed a rented U-Haul into the side of a West Hollywood complex apartment, and the homeowners association sued her for $27,000 in damages.
That's
she must have fucked that
money,
up.
Yeah.
She must have fucked that shit up. Well, she didn't get off that easily because now U-Haul wants some money too. The Blast is reporting that U-Haul is hauling. I can't say that joke. The Blast is reporting that U-Haul is hauling Misha to court over the crash. Apparently, Misha and her boyfriend, Adam Spa, ditched the truck after crashing it. They denied the crash to U-Haul, and despite clear video evidence, they abandoned the truck with all their belongings inside of it. So this is basically like a Grand Theft Auto situation where they crashed a car into something. They literally just got out and left and walked away. And just expected someone to like take it and like do something with it. So she's really stupid, and I think that she should... Oh, U-Haul. But U-Haul is threatening her over money she doesn't have. They're suing her for $5,000.
She doesn't have $5,000.
She's not $5,000.
Rachel Bilson, help your sister out.
She doesn't have it either.
She's on that new show with Eddie Cyprian.
Yeah, she's probably getting food stamps for it.
She probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Who's watching it? Leanne Rimes has money, though.
Who?
Leanne Rimes has money. So she's married to Eddie Cyprian. Leanne Rimes, give Rachel Bilson the money to get to Misha Barton.
I see. Okay, because no one on that show is successful anymore.
No. Well, Adam Brody's married to Leighton Meester.
Who the fuck is that? None of these people are successful anymore. I feel like this is what, Misha, you should do. Do a one-woman show at the Lyric Hyperion.
A cabaret.
At the Lyric Hyperion about your rise to fame and your very fast fall.
$10 ticket.
You would sell out more than Natalie Palamides, I think. I mean, we'll see. Maybe I would not. Go see it. Natalie is a star and she's rising. Yeah. So I don't think you would be more successful than her, but you can try the Lyric Hyperion to put anyone up. You just have to pay. Yeah. Mm. She'd have to start a fundraiser to fund money.
A GoFundMe.
Yeah, to Misha, put up her one-woman show.
Just say your dog has cancer for the GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah.
Get the money.
Uh-huh.
To put up the show.
We know people that have done that before. Just say your dog is in trouble and then people will give you money in your GoFundMe and then you can buy a new bed. I mean, I'll put your one woman show up. Good luck. All right. Angela Bassett, my queen. Now, as you listeners know, Angela Bassett is my queen. I wrote a sketch about her in Sketch 201 that really, you know, rocketed me to fame.
How would the listeners know that?
Because, I don't know, maybe I talked about it before, but that was, I used her as inspiration to become the writer and person I am today. Uh-huh. I love Angela Bassett. She looks the same. I loved her in...
Talk about a witch.
I loved her in Master of None. She's such a good actress, and she won an Emmy for that, I think, which she totally deserved. But the New York Times really dissed her by thinking that she was Omarosa. Now, during a telecast...
Angela Bassett has no idea who Omarosa is. She thought she was that girl with the snakes in her head.
Medusa? Now... The New York Times ran a photo from the Emmys of Angela Bassett and Tiffany Haddish presenting Rachel Brosnahan with her Emmy for Best Actress in a Comedy Series. And the New York Times, they definitely said that Omarosa was that Angela Bassett was Omarosa. And Twitter went off, as they should have, because...
Who reported this? Times?
New York Times.
New York Times, you really thought Omarosa was presenting?
I know, like, why would, why would Omarosa be there? To promote her book? To promote her book? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would they think Omarosa was at the Emmys?
That's like the first red flag.
And why would Tiffany Haddish be with Omarosa? Yeah. You know Tiffany Haddish is Team Wendy.
Yeah.
So why would that happen? But a lot of people were up in arms, but Angela Bassett handled it like a true professional. She just wrote, "Hey everybody, no worries, XO Ange." Angela Bassett doesn't care.
She's not care.
She's on 911.
Yeah, she doesn't care. She's care. She has money.
She has money. She has fame. She has fortune. She has endless.
A husband.
Yeah, endless youth.
Yeah.
She doesn't care.
No.
Omarosa's gonna die. Angela Bassett is gonna make it longer than the New York Times. So Angela Bassett doesn't care. And then you know what? This is a good lesson for all of our listeners. If anyone's talking mad shit about you or not adding you to a group that you should be in in the LA community. Because you're obviously one of the most popular ones. Oh. Don't listen to it. You know what? I'm going to screenshot this. Hey, everybody, no worries. XO Jess. That's what it is.
You're just doing too much.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
You're worried.
I'm not worried. No worries. Hey, everybody, no worries. XO Jess. It's fine.
You sound worried.
No, this is, I am taking.
You're taking the high road.
I'm taking Angela Bassett's advice.
Okay.
So everyone out there, your haters, they can say whatever they want. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Accept it. It's not about you. It's about them.
Yeah.
You know, it's about them. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's about them.
Yeah.
So it's about the New York Times. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's fine. So that that concludes my stories.
Now let's get into two extra or just enough.
I know how this works.
I want you to explain it for my... That's how podcasting works. You explain it for the listeners. Thank you.
All right, Julian's going to record, report some stories, and then I have to decide if it's too extra or just enough, just like the title says.
Following her split from Lil Xan, emo queen Noah Cyrus is selling a vial of her tears for $12,000. The vial, complete with a dropper, includes 12 tears and is not meant for consumption, according to the listing.
I think it's...
Now, it's no longer for sale. It's only on sale for 48 hours. Not sure if it's sold.
Okay, I think it's too extra.
This is too extra.
I think... It's even more extra that someone probably might have bought it.
I think it's extra because, first of all, America, this is water. She's not crying to this bottle. And second, Noah, you're a weak-ass bitch. Who cries over a man and then talks about it? You let him win by saying that you cried over him. Noah, that's not how you win. Now, she's too young to know this.
But Noah, you let him win in this battle. I am not a loser, so I would never cry. Well, you know, I cry over everyone. I
mean, Julia would get buckets. Julia would have a bathtub full of his tears, bathing in them. He would use that. It would be like Noah's Ark.
Exactly. And this is not even people I'm dating. This is someone that went out with me one time and, you know, then stopped talking to me and I started crying. Oh my God.
Julia's immediately crying right now. It's okay. But you know what? Just like Angela Bassett, it's over. We're getting over it.
We're good.
Everyone, don't worry, everyone. We're good.
We're good.
I'm
doing fine. I'm doing fabulous.
Wouldn't the tears evaporate if it's only 12 tears?
And that's what they said, too. Over time, it'll evaporate.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. But yeah, I feel like they would. Yeah. So you would open up the box and there would be nothing in there. In who was Noah Cyrus?
That's Miley Cyrus's less beautiful sister.
You hate women. You hate girls. Yeah, this is too extra, and I feel like she was just doing it to get a story, and it worked. So yeah.
You
egg
got
on
a story.
Us. Egg on our face.
Yeah. Egg on our face and ego on SNL. Chris Pratt is really a dumb bitch. That's it.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. When asked who his acting role model is, the least talented Chris said, "One of my career goals that I have based is on Tom Cruise and his reputation as being a really nice, positive guy who works hard. I've never actually met him, but I would like, if you're going to leave a legacy, it'd be nice to have it be that people thought you were nice and easy to work with and that you worked really hard. I think that's pretty cool."
That's not what Tom Cruise is known for at all. Tom Cruise is known for
this
being fucking crazy.
Yeah, this motherfucker is drinking too many raw eggs before his pre-workout that he doesn't realize that Tom Cruise...
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Nobody
hasn't seen his daughter in 12 years.
Oh, where is Suri? That's what I want to know.
With Jamie Foxx.
Oh,
calling Jamie daddy.
You think Suri Cruz has cornrows? You think Suri? If we saw a picture of Suri Cruz right now, do you think she'd have like the little twists?
Yeah, the Alicia Keys. Forward.
Or, you know, like the little braids with like Serena Williams
the
beads.
Or she'll have the little the Bondi buns.
The bandus.
Bandus.
Is that what it's called? I don't want to be in trouble for
me
this.
Neither.
The bandu knots.
The little twist
knots. Bandu knots.
The bandu knots.
The bandu knots. The Erykah Badu. I would love to see Suri Cruz in the Erykah Badu head wrap. That is so funny to me. I would sacrifice myself for that.
Can you write Kate one last sketch of her as Suri Cruz dressed as India
Ari? India Ari. That would be, I mean, literally, if Suri Cruz thought she was Erykah Badu. If she was at Starbucks and they were like, "Oh my God, what's your name?" Erykah Badu. And it's like, obviously, you're not Erykah Badu. You're Suri Cruz. But Suri Cruz has been raised by Jamie Foxx, so she thinks she's Erykah Badu. Yeah. I'm here for that. Suri Cruz, wherever you are, please think you're Erykah Badu.
Millie Vanilli Brown revealed that she is friends with Drake and that he gives her boy advice. Quote, "He's honestly so fantastic and a great friend and a great role model. We just texted each other the other day and he was like, 'I miss you so much.' And I was like, 'I miss you more.' Soon after, the internet started suggesting that Drake's texts to Brown were predatory." Mm-hmm. So he's clearly the star of the new Predator movie. Mm-hmm. Quote, "Drake is obviously grooming Millie Vanilli Brown. No 30-something-year-old man should be in a 14-year-old girl's text messages giving her, quote unquote, dating advice." Millie Vanilli then took to Instagram to defend her friendship. Quote, "Why you gotta make a lovely friendship your headline? You guys are weird. For real, I'm lucky to have people in the business extend their time to help me further my career and offer their wisdom and guidance. I'm very blessed to have amazing people in my life. You don't get to choose that for me. It's nice to have people who understand what I do. Now, get back to talking about real problems in the world other than my friendships."
Wow.
But here's the thing. Drake is also friends with a recently 18-year-old model.
Mm-hmm.
He's also friends with a recently 21-year-old singer who he met when she was like 17. So I do believe that he is grooming this woman. And this is nothing new to Hollywood, okay? I did find an expose on Facebook.
I did too. You saw that?
Yes.
You
have it?
Yeah.
Go.
In 1957, 23-year-old Jerry Lee Lewis married his cousin, 13-year-old Myra Brown.
Brown. Millie Vanilli Brown.
In 1959, Elvis Presley met his future wife. He was 25 and she was 14.
Millie Vanilli's 14.
In 1975, Steven Tyler purchased the guardianship of a 16-year-old from her mother when she was 27. So, that's not too bad. Oh, wait, no. He was 27, so that he could legally take her across him on state tour while he's on tour.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, we'll skip this one.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll
yeah,
skip
yeah,
this
yeah,
one.
yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to read all. In 1993, Jerry Seinfeld picked up a high school student in a public park. He was 39 and she was 17. Mm-hmm. He and Shoshana Lonstein dated for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Noted pedophile R. Kelly secretly married R&B singer Aaliyah in 1994 when she was 15 and he was 27. Mm-hmm. In 1997, Woody Allen mm-hmm. should have become notorious when he married his stepdaughter. Though she was 21 at the time, the two met when she was 8. Mm-hmm.
No, get to this next one.
In the early mid-2000s, That 70 Show actor Wilmer Valderrama continues to date teenage girls in an effort to deny that he is now over 30. Mm-hmm. He dated 16-year-old Mandy Moore. At 24, he dated 17-year-old Lindsay Lohan. Mm-hmm. And in 2010, the 30-year-old began dating 17-year-old Demi Lovato.
Yes. And this next one.
Back in 2004, 26-year-old Joel Madden and Hilary Duff did the familiar dance of being just friends until her 18th birthday in 2006.
And most recently,
rapper Tyga and Kylie Jenner began hanging out at an awful lot beginning in 2014 when she was 16 and he was 24. They dated on and off until they became a lot more than that on her 18th birthday.
Now, to me, honestly, allegedly, we need to lock Drake up because honestly, this is he is a new R. Kelly. Sorry.
I think so. Honestly,
this is gross. Listen, honestly, I thought it was gross when I saw the fictional movie Call Me By Your Name and it was a 17-year-old with a 24-year-old. To me, that's nasty.
Listen, I'm going to go on record. I'll let everyone know. I have never dated a teenager.
Me neither.
The youngest person I've dated was 19. All right. And that was like a one date thing. And I was like maybe 25 or 26. Yeah. But as I've gotten older and more mature, I'm like, I went on a date recently with a 23-year-old, and I'm like, that's too young.
Yeah.
You know, even a 23-year-old is like, too young.
Yeah, you guys have not the same reference point.
What, not at all. They're just learning about life when you had already known about life, you know? And I feel like, Drake, what do you have in common with a 14-year-old? And you're 31.
She's so victimized. She's like, oh, this is a friendship. Stop coming for my friendship.
I feel like that is completely wrong. And I feel like he is grooming her. And I feel like, what do you have in common with a 14-year-old other than she is going to do what you tell her to do?
Yeah. And he's probably just to say we're best friends.
Yeah,
we're
Drake, friends. You need to not. Drake, you need to step back.
Drake, why don't you go take care of your child? How about that?
He does have a child, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, with a stripper.
a porn star. Not that that matters.
I know, but I'm just reminding everyone.
But yeah, Drake, I think you need to step off. You're 30.
Yes.
I don't know how it is in straight relationships. Maybe that is more looked up upon or not down upon. But I feel like, Drake, you need to stop before you end it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like even if he did openly like date her, like no one would care.
Yeah, no one would care. He's Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I've never listened to Drake's song before.
Millie, you need to like know better.
Honestly, Millie, but she hates you for being a pretend homophobic. So.
I know. That's my favorite thing about her at this point in time. But I feel like you need to run for the hills. Look where they are now. Aaliyah, dead.
Yeah.
Hillary Duff's career, dead.
Lindsay Lohan, Mykonos.
Yeah, you're only
going to. Demi Lovato, almost dead.
Mandy Moore, not getting the recognition she deserves from her television show.
Priscilla Presley.
Dead. Probably from old age. Is she dead? I don't know. Listen, Millie, you need to work on it, okay?
Well, Mila Kunis still hasn't opened a restaurant, but her husband, Ashton Kutcher, did hit a teenager with his car this week. 19-year-old Leo was on a Razor scooter on his way back to the kids he babysit, or to pick up the kids he babysits from school, when a black Tesla pulled out of a driveway and hit him. When he got up, he realized Mila Kunis' husband was the one behind the wheel. He was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And I looked up and realized it was him. I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Are you Ashton Kutcher, though? And he was like, yeah, but are you okay? And he said, yeah. And instead of suing him like any healthy minded adult would, the teenager then asked for Ashton to just pose for a picture with him.
That's so funny. He could have gotten millions, but you know honestly, what he got? You know what he got? Millions of followers.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Ashton's worth billions. Mm-hmm. So really, this kid is, I hate children. So dumb. So dumb. I would have blackmailed Ashton.
I would have passed out right then and there.
Yeah, I would have been like, my neck, my back,
my pussy, and my crack. I would. You know what I would have done? Honestly, I would have been like, Ashton, you gotta let me suck your dick.
Oh, he's 18.
Ashton.
I know, but this boy's 18. That's grooming.
Fine. That's fine.
Oh, if he asked for it, okay.
Yeah, I would have been like, Ashton, I won't tell anyone if you let me suck your dick right now.
On this street.
Redacted, 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 redacted. No, that's fine. I would have said, Ashton, you let me suck your dick right now.
You say if it was you at 28.
It was me at 28.
Yeah.
If it was me at 18, I probably would have said the same thing.
Yeah, eat my ass.
Ashton, eat my ass. Ashton, I will let it go if you just stick one little finger in.
Yeah. Just a tip.
Oh, God. I don't know if this should go public. But I would.
This is too extra, honestly. A picture. I hate social media.
Yeah, I think he is stupid. He could have gotten a lot of money for that.
Honestly, he could have, even just $20,000.
I would have said, open up your wallet. Give me whatever
exactly.
you have.
Exactly.
Ashton has all that.
You know, it's just condoms. Kylie Jenner revealed that until this week, she had always eaten cereal without milk. On September 18, 2018, Kylie tweeted, "Last night I had cereal with milk for the first time. Life-changing." Of course, the internet lost their mind, and Seth Rogen, who has nothing better to do, replied, "Wait until you try peanut butter and jam." Kylie then tweeted, "I always liked cereal dry. I never even bothered to put milk in it." Then a sleuth tweeted, "Girl, you lying. You had cereal with milk on April 25th, 2013 and posted it on Instagram and shared the receipts, which was a photo that Kylie posted of a bowl with cereal, milk, and fruit, leaving Kris Jenner to go all a full Lizard People podcast and come up with a conspiracy of her own. Kris tweeted, "There's every possibility that we really don't know what's in that bowl. It could be almond milk. It could be something mixed with coconut. You know, for all we know, there's nothing that proves that's actually milk."
I hate this story more than anything you've ever reported. More than the French fry Instagram. Like, I hate this so much. The
onion ring.
The onion ring Instagram. I can't stand it. This is terrible. I hate it. I'm moving on.
And this has been Extra Extra Podcast.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys would like me back, please sound off in the comments.
Or maybe
sound off,
DM you.
Sound off. DM me. My Instagram is at Jesse underscore is underscore awesome. That's J-E-S-S-E. There's no I. Never will be. Never would be. DM me. Follow me. Let me know. If you want me to come back, that's fine. Let me know. I might if I get enough people supporting me to come back.
I only have like 6 listeners.
Okay. Well, if 5 out of the 6 say I should come back, then I will.
Okay. And thank you so much for tuning in again this week. You can follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. Follow the podcast at 2 Extra Podcasts. Until next time, bye.
Say bye. Oh, bye.
I'm Max Lasser, the host of The Calories, a 3-episode podcast miniseries about making weight loss easier. After I lost 100 pounds by calorie counting in 2015, I started to realize why the way I was doing it before, just eating healthy and exercising, wasn't working for me. The podcast features experts from Mount Sinai Hospital, Mayo Clinic, and more, and you can check it out October 1st from Campfire Media on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are found.
Campfire.